Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what y'all looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC. Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what y'all looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC. Running your own business means being ready for anything. And with the local bank that cares about local businesses, you will be. At Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, keeping your business accounts organized is a breeze with all the digital tools, convenience, and security you need, where, when, and how you need them. Get the most bank for your buck and your business. Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what y'all looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Sam Dracula, host of a Charlotte Hornets fan channel that airs exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. We discuss the 2022-2023 Charlotte Hornets season. We also discuss LaMelo Ball, the NBA's presence in Charlotte, and much more. Plus, the conference finals matchups are revealed. All NBA teams are announced. And, of course, we have your season award winners up to date during the 2022-2023 NBA season. So stay tuned for that. Should be a great show. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Ja Morant. The last time I mentioned Ja Morant was back in March. Of course, on March the 4th, the NBA went into an investigation for an Instagram live video that showed Morant displaying a gun at a Colorado nightclub earlier in that morning. It was just hours after the Memphis Grizzlies lost to the number one seed in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets. Later that day, the Grizzlies announced that Morant would be away from the team for at least two games. And then also on that same day, Morant released an official statement saying that he was going to be leaving the team for an extended amount of time to find ways to cope with his stress and get his mental health intact. And also, he deactivated his Instagram and Twitter accounts. Nike, who he currently has at the moment, has an endorsement deal with, said that by him, they're going to remain working with him and they're going to give him the help that he needs. And also during that period of time, Morant entered a counseling program in Florida. And then also late in the middle of that month, the Grizzlies announced that Morant would be away for the team for at least the next four games. A week later, Morant met with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver after leaving his counseling program in Florida. Also, other NBA executives also attended that meeting. Also, in that same day, Morant was suspended for eight games without pay for the incident at the nightclub in Denver. So, long story short, Morant had already missed time for a leave of absence from the Grizzlies, and then the eight-game suspension was tacked on as well. So Morant did not return to NBA action until March the 20th, because that's when he was eligible to play. All right, so eliminated in the first round of the playoffs by the Los Angeles Lakers on May the 14th, which is this current date as this show is airing, 2 months after Morant was suspended by the league for displaying a gun at a nightclub. He was suspended again by the Memphis Grizzlies for the second time for flashing a gun during an Instagram live video on his friend's account. Now, I don't know what's going to give with this. Ja Morant, one of the most talented players in the NBA, one of the rising superstars in the league. Just 2 months ago, he learned his lesson and was giving so much grace and so much mercy, including myself. I was like, okay, he made a mistake. If you know better, you do better. And interviews that he had given, specifically the interview he did with Jalen Rose with ESPN, stating about he needed to find better ways to cope with the stress and get his mental health in order and things of that nature. So 2 months have come and gone, not even a week after the Grizzlies lost in the first round to the Los Angeles Lakers. An Instagram live video surfaces from his quote-unquote friend's account, and it shows Morant flashing a gun. As a result of that, Morant is suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies for the second time, and he's currently been suspended from all team activities. And I don't know what gives. I mean, people are going to blame his dad. People are going to blame his mother. And of all days, on Mother's Day, I mean, of all of the days for the moms to have their day, their special day, to enjoy themselves, Ja Morant gets in trouble yet again. We can't blame his dad. We can't blame his mom. We can really, the only person that has to blame is the person that looks in the mirror, and that's himself. He's grown. He's an individual. He knows better. He must understand. If he didn't understand the first time, he's definitely going to understand now that he is in a much different tax bracket, so he cannot do those things that his friends are doing. He cannot get himself caught up in sticky situations or sketchy activities. You got to understand, whoever you grew up with, if you're from the hood, keep them in the hood, period. You're in a different tax bracket, or you receive a higher education, or even if you're an entrepreneur, it's just certain people in certain environments you have to get away from ASAP. And Ja Morant is not doing that. I don't know. It seems to me, I mean, if you look at his background, Ja Morant grew up in the suburbs. He grew up in the suburbs of South Carolina. There was a song that came out not so long ago by the late, great Tupac Shakur, and the song was called Shorty Wanna Be a Thug from the All Eyes on Me album. This is what it sounds like. Shorty Wanna Be a Thug. Yeah, you can be a thug, but guess what? You're going to be unemployed real soon if you don't stop playing around with the NBA and Commissioner Adam Silver and the top executives that are going to have to meet and find out what's going to happen with Ja. And furthermore, I mean, we've already seen the first domino fall with the Memphis Grizzlies and management. And I tell you one thing, this is, again, we want Ja to win. When Ja got involved with the gun incident the first time around back in March, I wanted him to win. I extended him the grace and the mercy, gave him the love, and was like, you know, he can do this again. He can. We've all made mistakes. We've all fallen short, but he can do this. I wanted him to win. I still want him to win. He's talented. He's one of the rising superstars in the league. But come on, Ja. Come on. And then on top of this, he missed out on near $40 million this year because he did not make an all-NBA team. So he didn't meet all of the incentives and the benchmarks that were in place in the current contract that he just completed, because the new money kicks in for next NBA season, which is the 2023-2024 season. With that being said, come on, Ja. You got to get it together, because the Memphis Grizzlies wasted no time in suspending him from all team activities. That includes off-season workouts, any press releases that the Grizzlies could have had him to do maybe during the NBA draft, which will be here before you know it. Also, the NBA scouting combine, with the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. I mean, includes a lot of those team activities as well. So, Ja, a lot of people were rooting for him, and now for this to surface and the Memphis Grizzlies, the first one to pull the plug and say they're suspending him from all team activities, and now the NBA is going to look at this, and this is not good for Ja right now. And again, you have endorsements with Nike, Powerade. I mean, come on, what gives, man? You don't have to put all of your business on Instagram Live. Yeah, I understand it was an Instagram Live video that was on his friend's account, but still, you got to check your friends, man. Again, as I stated earlier, you're in a different tax bracket. If you know better, you do better. Get on the right team, because you're not on the right team right now, Ja. This falls on you. This doesn't fall on your mom. This does not fall on your dad. This does not fall on your sister or anybody else but you. Come on, my man. You got this new money coming in. Present yourself accordingly. And right now, you're not doing that, Ja. And you got to get your stuff together, my man. Again, you're a rookie of the year. You're a two-time NBA All-Star. You're one of the rising superstars in the league, and you want to throw this all away? There's a lot of people that are trying so hard to get out of the hood. In your case, it looks like you're trying to get out of the NBA and get to the hood because you're hustling backwards, and that's not right. Come on, Ja, get it together, bro. Get it together before it's too late. All right, my next storyline is going to be Monty Williams. Monty Williams, again, one of my favorite, not just coaches, but one of my favorite people in the NBA. Well, this week, Monty was relieved from his duties and fired as the head coach of the Phoenix Suns after four seasons. So Monty Williams, again, was the NBA Coach of the Year last year and also was the NBA All-Star Game head coach in that same year. Monty Williams, again, know him very well from his days when he was the head coach in New Orleans, went to two playoff appearances during his five seasons in New Orleans, and then was an assistant coach during his time with Oklahoma City and Philadelphia, then returned to his head coaching ranks as the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, missed the playoffs his first year. That was the bubble year. The following year, his second year in team to an NBA Finals, lost in a six-game series to Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks, and then the last two seasons, losing in the second round. All right, let me say this. Again, Monty Williams will have a job real soon in the NBA, whether it be a head coach or as an assistant or as an executive. All right, here's what else I'm going to say about this. After being analytical, analyzing this and looking at this thoroughly, Kevin Durant, one of my favorite players of all time. But Kevin Durant, now, they gave up basically their depth to get Kevin Durant. In my opinion, they gave up too much. And I think that was one of the things that hurt Phoenix in this playoff run. Well, I'll say specifically, this was the main thing that hurt Phoenix in the series against Denver, Nikola Jokic. For the Denver Nuggets, the two-time league MVP, he manhandled Kevin Durant and he manhandled DeAndre Ayton. They had the height, but they didn't have the size to match with Nikola Jokic, a.k.a. the Joker. So with Phoenix giving up basically their depth, because their depth would have given them more of a fighting chance against the Denver Nuggets. So you give up your depth to get Kevin Durant, and then on top of that, Monty Williams already having a strained relationship with DeAndre Ayton. Words were fired back and forth. Ayton got the new contract, but it was just never the same after that. So I don't think all of the blame goes on Monty Williams. I think Monty, they could have given him at least two more years, maybe three more years, to kind of keep that nucleus together that they currently have with Kevin Durant and even DeAndre Ayton, despite the interesting relationship that Coach Williams has with DeAndre Ayton. Bottom line is this, Monty Williams, he will bounce back. He will have another position in the NBA with somebody, with some team. I don't know if as a head coach or as an assistant coach, as an executive, but Monty Williams, again, good guy, somebody that's been well-respected in the NBA. He will have another head coaching position again. It's just terrible that the Phoenix Suns didn't get, at least give them, at least as I stated earlier, maybe two, maybe three more years to try to work this thing, have a full season with Kevin Durant. But I don't think the blame goes all on Coach Williams. Again, I think even with Kevin Durant coming over to Phoenix and doing some amazing things in a short amount of time, they did give up a lot to get Kevin Durant and getting rid of a lot of that depth. But Monty Williams, I'm confident that he will bounce back on his feet again and he'll be okay. And for my last storyline is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. So the 76ers lose to the Boston Celtics in a 7-game series. And, you know, we still have to trust the process. We still have to trust the process. And the process is not always the best. And the process can be short. Sometimes some processes can be long. And this could be, the process is continuing for the Philadelphia 76ers, specifically with Joel Embiid. When Joel was drafted in 2014, Embiid nicknamed himself the process. Of course, this was due to 76ers fans during the Sam Hinkie era, when Sam Hinkie was the general manager of the 76ers, telling people to trust the process. And we know Joel is still a work in progress, a 6-time All-Star, this year's league MVP, and a 2-time scoring champion. Listen, Joel Embiid, the Philadelphia 76ers as a whole, the process is continuing and the process is ongoing. It's going to be a process in the offseason in terms of James Harden, because is he going to exercise the player option and come back to Philly next year? Or will he, there's been rumors about him maybe going back to Houston, or maybe he may go back to the West Coast and may want to try to play in Los Angeles. There's all sorts of stuff going on with the 76ers. Doc Rivers, he's on the hot seat already. We know that Doc has a track record of not winning in close games or elimination games. What's his future going to hold in Philadelphia? Tyrese Maxey's got a bright future. Tyrese Maxey is a rising star. If anything, I think Philadelphia needs another big man that can score. The backcourt is solid with Tyrese Maxey. James Harden, if he exercises the player option and wants to come back. Tobias Harris is a shooter, but they're going to need another big man that can score to assist Joel Embiid. And also, they can get another small forward or maybe a 6-man coming off the bench that can give them more points. But the Philadelphia 76ers, they fell short to the Boston Celtics, losing in a tough 7-game series. And the process continues, not just for Joel Embiid, but the process continues for the Philadelphia 76ers as they go into another offseason with a lot of tough decisions. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the conference finals matchups. Official now, we have our two teams that are going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals and our two teams that are going to play in the Western Conference Finals. Also, we have our all-NBA teams that have been announced, and also we'll give you the season award winners thus far in the association. That's all coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. And before we go to break, we're going to leave you now with audio courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, and ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum put on a performance for the ages. He set an NBA Game 7 record with 51 points to go along with 13 rebounds, giving him a double-double. And again, Jason Tatum set an NBA Game 7 record, scoring 51 points. Here's Jason at the end of the game. We'll be right back.
That felt great, right? This is a back-and-forth series. You know, obviously, I didn't play well in the first half, last game.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
And I was just happy to get another opportunity to bounce back, right, and come back home. Game 7 on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my mom. You know, so I had to put on a special performance for her. Bounce back, right, and, you know, find a way to win. Game 7 is all about win and go home. I played in, my fair share of them. And, you know, we knew it was going to be tough and competitive. and we stuck together, and we figured it out, and we just kept rolling, and that was a good one to win. Yeah, you know, he's obviously the MVP for a reason, and that's a team effort, and Al did a tremendous job, you know, smart, big Rob, and just trying to wear him down, right, throw him different looks. You know, you give him the same look, it's going to be tough, but just try to make it as tough as possible and limit him to one shot. It's going to be tough. It's going to be competitive. You know, it's our third time in 4 years playing them in the conference finals, so I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, I know we beat the Sixers today. I got a special shout out to Kevin Hart. You know, I want him to still answer my phone call, you know, after today. You know, no hard feelings.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's 4 juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's 4 juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's 4 juicy chicken fingers you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak. I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's 4 juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries, you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce, you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea, made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's 4 juicy chicken fingers you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce, you'll want to keep dipping.
Wow. That was fast.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, so now our conference finals matchups are set. So in the Eastern Conference Finals, we have the Miami Heat going up against the Boston Celtics, a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference Finals. First for the Celtics, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Robert Williams, Marcus Smart, also Grant Williams, just to name a few. You know, Boston's going to be locked and loaded and ready to go, as they're going to have home court advantage in this series against the Miami Heat. What an amazing ride it's been this season for the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets, just being tough as nails in so far in his playoff run for the Miami Heat. Kevin Love, also Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, and Kyle Lowry, who is still very solid and productive being the floor general that he is. And let's look at the coaches in this matchup. For the Celtics, Joe Mazzulla, great first year as the head coach of the Celtics. And for the Miami Heat, hey, you know about Eric Spoelstra, right? Nothing short of greatness for him. What an amazing story he's had, as well as an amazing story for Joe. So the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be the Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics. It's going to be fantastic. And we move over to the Western Conference now, where we have the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Denver Nuggets. The Los Angeles Lakers were the hottest team in the second half of the NBA season and after the trade deadline, acquiring Rui Hachimura, also acquiring D'Angelo Russell. Also, they acquired Lonnie Walker IV. And when you add on an emerging sixth man, Austin Reeves, also Dennis Schroeder in the mix, of course, the King, LeBron James. And then when you add on Mr. Anthony Davis, they got hot, and they got hot at the right time. It's not about how you start. It's all about how you finish. And right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are a living testament to that model. Denver Nuggets, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Denver Nuggets are an underrated and an unappreciated team, a number one seed in the Western Conference, but yet they've been underrated and unappreciated all season long. We talk about the two-time league MVP, Nikola Jokic, a.k.a. the Joker, doing what he does best. He's a center, but he's more like a point center. Not a point guard, but a point center. He's got the size of a center, 6'11", but the ball handling skills are phenomenal. knocking down shots from anywhere and everywhere. Jamal Murray, hey, Jamal, so far so good in this playoff run. He can't be touched. And then you've got other supporting cast like Aaron Gordon playing above the rim, Michael Porter Jr., Bruce Brown, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Christian Braun, just to name a few. So Lakers Nuggets, this is going to be an interesting series. Denver, specifically Nikola Jokic, had his way in the front court, just manhandling Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton. I don't think that's going to be the case this time with a healthy Anthony Davis and also with a LeBron James. So Lakers and Nuggets, this is going to be a tough one, a great one as well, in the Western Conference Finals. So in the Eastern Conference Finals, we have the Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics. And in the Western Conference Finals, we have the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Denver Nuggets. All right, let's give you the current slate of the 2022-2023 NBA season awards thus far. The Most Valuable Player Award went to Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. The Defensive Player of the Year went to Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. The Rookie of the Year Award goes to Paolo Banchero from the Orlando Magic. The Sixth Man of the Year Award goes to Malcolm Brogdon from the Boston Celtics. The Most Improved Player Award goes to Lauri Markkanen from the Utah Jazz. The Clutch Player of the Year Award goes to De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings. The Coach of the Year Award goes to Mike Brown from the Sacramento Kings. Executive of the Year goes to Monty McNair. The Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year Award went to Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. And the NBA Hustle Award went to Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. Now it's time for the All-NBA teams. Let's start off with the All-NBA first team. The forwards are Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks and Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. At the center position, Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers, and the guards are Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. We move along now to the All-NBA second team. The forwards are Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat and Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. The center is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And the guards are Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers and Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. So congratulations to those gentlemen that made the All-NBA second team. And the All-NBA third team, the forwards are Julius Randle from the New York Knicks, LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers. At the center position, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings, and the guards are De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings and Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. So congratulations to the All-NBA third team. Let's move along now to the All-NBA defensive first team. The forwards are Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies, and we have Evan Mobley from the Cleveland Cavaliers. The center, Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks, and the guards are Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks and Alex Caruso from the Chicago Bulls. Congratulations to the NBA All-Defensive First Team. We move along now to the All-Defensive Second Team. The forwards are OG Anunoby from the Toronto Raptors and Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. At the center position, Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat, and the guards are Derek White from the Boston Celtics and Dylan Brooks from the Memphis Grizzlies. Congratulations to those gentlemen making the All-Defensive Second Team. And then finally, we have the NBA All-Rookie First Team, Paolo Banchero from the Orlando Magic, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz, also Benedict Mathurin from the Indiana Pacers, Keegan Murray from the Sacramento Kings, and Jalen Williams from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then we have the All-Rookie Second Team, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons, Tari Eason from the Houston Rockets, Jaden Ivey from the Detroit Pistons, Jabari Smith Jr. from the Houston Rockets, and Jeremy Sohan from the San Antonio Spurs. So congratulations to those gentlemen making the All-Rookie First and Second Team. And congratulations so far to our season award winners in the NBA as well as our All-NBA team members. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to have an interview with Sam Dracula, host of a Charlotte Hornets fan channel that airs exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. We discuss the 2022-2023 Charlotte Hornets season, also LaMelo Ball, the NBA's presence in Charlotte, and more. Sam is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today. Barney's. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you want to keep dipping.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today. Barney. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Leftovers. Or. The DMV.
Number 97.
Or. House cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And everybody plays four, sometimes five out. That means they're outside the three.
In case you don't know, Karl Anthony Towns has been out for a large chunk of this season. LaMelo Ball off the window and in.
It is Josh.
LaMelo Ball just lulling the defense to sleep.
Oh, man, that's a horse shot in the backyard.
Scoreless last game before the All-Star break. LaMelo from Shakopee.
Oh, man.
Noel wraparound pass is deflected. Picked up by Gordon Hayward. Hornets with numbers. LaMelo.
Look at LaMelo
Ball. Look at LaMelo Ball off the window and in. LaMelo, got it! Second three ball, this one from Mankato. Terry Rozier, catch and shoot. Rebounded Mark Williams. LaMelo, the beat continues. Kids shooting it well tonight. LaMelo blows past McDaniels and scores the left hand. Loose, picked up by PJ. Look at this, wonderful ball handling by PJ. Missed the layup. LaMelo, Johnny on the spot. LaMelo! Absolutely no fear! LaMelo keeps the dribble alive against Anderson. LaMelo, straight on look. Got it!
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports South, and that was LaMelo Ball in action against the Minnesota Timberwolves as he scored 32 points on February the 24th of 2023. And that game was so interesting because LaMelo had a great game against the T-Wolves, but would go on to suffer a season-ending injury, ending the campaign, ending his season, and the possibility of the Hornets making the playoffs and getting a chance to get into the play-in tournament as the Hornets would be eliminated from playoff contention. But the team is still young, and the team has a lot of hunger. They have a lot of energy, and certainly the best is yet to come for them. To talk more about the Hornets 2022-2023 season, let's welcome them back to the program. He has a Charlotte Hornets fan channel exclusively on YouTube as well as Twitch, and you can also follow him on Twitter and Instagram. Let's welcome him back to the program, Sam Dracula. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. We're going to talk about LaMelo in just one moment, but I want to start off by talking about some of the other contributors during this season for the Hornets. I want to start off with Terry Rozier. Again, Terry, we know about his time with the Boston Celtics as a role player, but just wrapping up his season with the Charlotte Hornets, he really stepped up big in terms of his scoring. Give me your thoughts on Terry in his 2022-2023 season.
So, you know, Terry's arrival in Charlotte was somewhat, you know, had like mixed reviews given the sign and trade with Boston and the Kemba Walker deal. And I think since he's been here, I think he's exceeded expectations and has largely gotten better every year on the offensive end. And for sure, the defensive end leaves a lot to be desired. But from a scoring point of view and just from a, you know, intangible like dog point of view, Terry Rozier brings that, especially in late game situations. Like, he's that guy to hit a big shot late in games. This year, you know, it's been tough because, like, across the board, everyone really kind of took a step back. Like, for instance, last year, Terry was a 37% shooter from three. This year, shot 32%, right? Like, everyone's kind of saw how the team's record played out. So everyone kind of regressed a little bit on the stat side of things. But Terry Rozier is an incredible player. I honestly wish he was, like, respectfully on a different team right now, because I think he could help a lot of these playoff teams coming off a bench as a real, like, spark plug. So with Charlotte, I don't know. But Terry Rozier, I think, has given a lot to the squad since he's been here. But, like, I think he could do better than Charlotte, with all due respect.
He did his thing this past season with the Charlotte Hornets. So Terry made big strides and stepped up, especially in terms of the scoring department. And speaking of somebody that made big strides this year, Kelly Oubre Jr. I mean, Kelly, again, nice year for him. Again, Kelly, been a journeyman throughout much of his career, starting off in Washington, then going over to Phoenix, and then having a short stint with the Golden State Warriors. But now he seems to have found a groove since he's been in Charlotte, completing his second season with the team. Give me your thoughts on Kelly's season.
So Kelly missed a lot of time with injury this year. And it's a big question, too, around him, because he got hurt right around the trade deadline, or leading up to a few weeks before the trade deadline. And I mean, he got healthy just afterwards. And I mentioned that because he's an unrestricted free agent this summer. And he said he wants to stay, but this is something that all players have to say. You know, the Hornets are a capped team, so they can use their bird rights to keep him here, which I think they should. It'd be a mistake to lose out on the Kelly Oubre asset for nothing if you let him walk. But Kelly, since he's been here two seasons, has been a real roller coaster. From three, it's so inconsistent. The inconsistency from a shooting from distance point of view is really, really tough as a fan to watch. But from twos, he's genuinely excellent at from inside the arc. And I just wish he focused on that. And this year, even though he missed a lot of time, he stepped up in a lot of big ways. Because initially, remember, he was signed to be Gordon Hayward's backup, because we know Gordon Hayward gets hurt often, right? And he started in Hayward's place when Hayward's been out. He's played the two when Terry Rozier's been out. I think he started 40 games this year, right? That's not why they brought him in here. And to his credit, he's stepped up from a shooting volume point of view, delivering some offense when they needed it, but with mixed results from three. Excellent from twos. And I just wish, as a fan, he stuck to the twos. But he's been at times the best perimeter defender on the team, maybe the best perimeter defender on the team this season. And I think that's really important when you consider how, you know, perimeter dominated the league is today.
All right, rightfully so. And definitely Kelly stepped up huge this past season with the Hornets. And speaking of somebody that stepped up, especially in the scoring department, DJ Washington. DJ played almost a full season this past year. And again, he reached a career high thus far in points. Give me your thoughts on PJ and his season.
I love PJ Washington. He's coming up. His deal's over. He's a restricted free agent this summer. And I think the Hornets have to keep him because he's done everything. Like, when you listen to the great coaches and the great players, they all talk about how a team is structured. They all have guys that are willing to sacrifice, right? Guys that are willing to take a lesser role from an offensive point of view to do the dirty work elsewhere. And P.J. Washington, since he's been in Charlotte, has been a starter. He's been a bench guy. He's played center, and he's been a starter again. He's done it all. And then when this past season, when there's been no Terry, no Gordon, no LaMelo, P.J., who's normally the fourth option at best, when he becomes the number one option, he stepped up in wins. Like, it's his highest point totals came in wins when everybody's been hurt, you know? And so I'm really hopeful they keep him around. I don't know what number they keep him on contract-wise, but I think it'd be a big mistake to lose out on a guy like P.J. Washington. Like Terry, I could see P.J. playing for Boston. But I think P.J. is better than Grant Williams, for instance, right? Like, I think P.J. is one of those dudes that every good team in the league could use. Maybe not as a starter for every team, but definitely in a rotation, a top eight rotation. And you got to keep those guys. And so I'm a big fan of what P.J. brings on both ends.
P.J. definitely somebody that's brought it since during his time in Charlotte. And definitely it would have to, as you said so well, they would have to do everything in their power to try to bring him back. So P.J. Washington stepped up big this past season in terms of the scoring department for Charlotte. And, you know, we mentioned his name earlier, and let's talk about him, Gordon Hayward. Gordon, when he's healthy, he's one of the best shooters in the league, very solid, but injuries have hampered him for quite a while now since his days in Boston, and he's trying to get back on the mend, so to speak. He just hasn't been able to get healthy in many seasons. Give me your thoughts on Gordon and his regular season that just passed.
So going back to the idea of sacrifice, like I talked about with PJ, Gordon brings that same thing when he's healthy. You know, first season in Charlotte, 44 games. Second season in Charlotte, 49 games. This year, this past season, 50 games. So it's trending upwards. Still a ways to go, right? I would love for him to get to 70. He hasn't played 70 games since the 2018-2019 season. And I would love for him to get to that point again. Because if he plays that amount of games, Gordon Hayward, just from existing on the floor, is going to be a positive influence on things. And he could do it all. He plays on both ends. He can score on all three levels. He can control the pace. He can keep up with the pace. He's everything you want. The issue with him is his contract is insane. It's $30 million a year. This is last year of that deal. I fully expect the Hornets to not be good again this upcoming season. So the question is, what do you do with Gordon Hayward's contract? Because now that we're in the final year of that $120 million contract, I think it's a real asset that they could trade if they want to. Because they have other wings. Like if they bring back Oubre, right, or they have some younger guys in McGowan's and JT Thor that they can maybe give some minutes to, again, I don't think the teams will be very good again this year. So they can, you know, rely on youth if they get lucky in the lottery, get Brandon Miller, let's say. You know, Gordon Hayward becomes expendable. And they have five picks, two first-round picks and three second-round picks this year. Why not bundle some of those up, move Gordon Hayward, get some, like, other pieces back, and just kind of build your team that way. So on the court, Hayward, I'm a big fan of Gordon Hayward. And part of me fully expects him, because of the contract year, to play all 82 games just out of nowhere and get another massive contract. But who knows?
You're right about that. Who knows? And I want to stay again just with Gordon for a moment. We've mentioned about his health really since his time in Boston. His health hasn't been the same. What have you heard about his commitment to staying healthy? Has he been working hard to make sure that he can, as you said, play either a full 82-game season or be close to 82? What's the status in terms of his commitment to being healthy and being there, not just for the Hornets, but being there for any team going forward?
I think he's totally locked in. I just truly believe he just has terrible luck. Like, he's stepping on people's feet, you know, and taking bad falls, right? I don't view it as something that, like with Steph and his ankles early on. It's not that, like, same injury that keeps happening and happening. It's always something random with Gordon. And looking at him, I've never doubted his conditioning or his strength. And, you know, maybe it's the time where he maybe slims down a little bit more because he has very large shoulders. And it's kind of like the Anthony Davis thing. Like, AD is just a little too big. And kind of, you know, the bigger you are, the harder you fall, you know what I mean? So maybe Gordon Hayward could do with some slimming down to just reduce the impact of falls and things like that. But largely, I don't view it as a toughness thing. I just think, or just a brittle thing. I think he's just been extremely unlucky. since he's been here in Charlotte.
All right, I hope that Gordon can remain healthy because, you know, like you said, he's been one of your favorite players. He's been one of my favorite players since he's entered the league, and we want him to, you know, have a long, successful career. He can be healthy for the most part. And speaking of health, LaMelo Ball, you could say he's the franchise player, someone that was doing well until he suffered a season-ending injury and pre-injury. Give me your thoughts on LaMelo's season.
I've very mixed feelings about it because I don't know. He played 36 games. He missed the start of the season, right? He came, like, the season started later for him. So it was a matter of, like, when does his season start? Because he got hurt during preseason. So there's a few games there where it's like, all right, kind of just throw those out. Because his first two games against Miami, I believe, were just terrible. Third game, he was awesome. Then he got hurt again. So it's very hard to view LaMelo's third year in the league. And I just, but the numbers are the numbers, right? And so just with that in mind, I don't like it. I didn't like what I saw from LaMelo as a third year point guard. I was hoping he'd take a bigger leap and stop making the same mistakes he's been making as a first and second year player, because the fouling, the amount of fouls he commits, he's like top 10 in the league in fouls per game. He fouled out at 6 games last year. Remember, he played 36 and fouled out at 6 of them. And another 6 in 6 other games, he had 5 fouls. And so I don't know if that's the ankle, maybe he's moving a little slower, so he's reaching in more, but he had fouling issues last year. And then on the other end, he's not getting to the free throw line. LaMelo's 6'7", and I don't think he plays like he's 6'7". The day he becomes that guy who plays like he's 6'7", getting to a spot on the floor shooting over guards, that's the LaMelo Ball I'm excited to see. LaMelo Ball's very exciting. He's very good. I think the Hornets should give him the extension that's coming up next summer, not this summer, but next summer. I think he deserves every penny of whatever max he's eligible for. I would do that in a heartbeat. But I just want him, in order for him to make that leap from all-star to all-NBA, he has to shoot better from twos. He has to get to the free throw line more. And he has to stop committing bad fouls. Like, it has to happen.
I want to stay just with LaMelo for a moment. The last time I had you on the program, Sam, we talked about the lifestyle and him basically living practically his whole life being in Los Angeles or Southern California, to be exact, and making the adjustment to Charlotte. Is he still enjoying Charlotte, or does he have the urge to maybe want to go back to Southern California and maybe try his luck in another city? What have you heard in terms about the adjustment going from Southern California to Charlotte?
I mean, I haven't heard anything one way or the other, really. Judging from what he said, he says he likes Charlotte. You know, I think the real question is how he feels about the organization, you know, which remains to be seen. Because, you know, league-wide, I don't know how well-respected the Charlotte front office is. So with him, where he wants to go, I think it's a little premature for him to leave. Just, you know, get your rookie extension money. Then, you know, if he wants to get out when, like, the Clippers or whatever move into their new building and Kawhi and Paul George are off the books, because, you know, when they have things to trade, because the Clippers have, like, no assets, let's say, you know what I mean? Lakers in a very similar situation. So if he wants to get to L.A. through a trade, it's going to be really hard because neither of those teams have, like, pieces, really, to move. But he's under team control right now, and so it's not really up to him at the moment. But as far as I know, he likes Charlotte. That's what he said. And I know he wants to win, and so does everybody else in the league, right? But I think I'm really wondering, like, are we in the middle of an era where that's not a thing, where guys stay with the team they drafted on? Look, the best players in the league are all with the team that drafted them. Every single one of them. Of this generation, or within the last, like, I don't know, 9 years, everyone stays. And so will LaMelo be the first one of these guys to leave? Like, everyone thought Zion would leave last summer when his deal was up. Like, would he be the first guy to, like, say, you know what, I'm going to take the 1 year and then leave as an unrestricted free agent? Zion got paid. And I think with LaMelo, and we'll see what happens with his health, but I think it'd be foolish to deny any, like, long-term security given 3 major ankle injuries in one season. So I don't see him leaving anytime soon, honestly. I'll be shocked if he did.
That'd be definitely interesting right there. I mean, LaMelo is a young talent. They're definitely trying to build around him. So we shall see what happens. You never know what happens in professional sports, and certainly you never know what happens in the NBA. And I want to talk just briefly now about Steve Clifford, the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. He just completed his first year. They missed the playoffs, had to deal with the injury to LaMelo and Gordon and all sorts of injuries that they had on that team. Give me your thoughts on Coach Clifford in his first year as the coach of the Hornets.
So I love Clifford. I think Clifford's an awesome coach. And it's such a fresh – it's just crazy to say because he's been here. He was here 4 years ago. But it's a different group of players, right? And it's a different set, like a different like viewpoint, mindset with the franchise than when he was here last. But it's been a breath of fresh air. Is the saying, I believe. I've been trying to spit out. It's early, you know what I mean? He compared to Borrego, the previous head coach, Steve Clifford is active. I don't think I've ever seen him sit down during a game. He's calling out defensive plays. He's calling out players. He's very vocal on the floor and very engaged. I think he holds these guys to a certain level of responsibility out there. What two things I'm not a fan of with Clifford is he allows these guys to shoot way too much. Like the amount of between LaMelo, Terry, and Kelly, those guys were averaging 17 missed threes per game. And for a team that was pretty like average at offensive rebounds and terrible on defense, I don't know how he could let that continue. Because the Hornets were playing at a pace that they couldn't keep up with on the other end, creating all these opportunities for the other team to score on a night in and night out basis. And there was little to no adjustment to that. Now, I will say to Clifford's credit, or just, you know, to shoot him some bail here, there were so many injuries. It's impossible for the squad to find a rhythm because guys were in and out all the time and guys were playing in different roles and different positions all season long. So I'm curious year two, Clifford here, how that will play out. It's also interesting, too, because Clifford signed a three-year deal. First year in the books, second year coming up. The third year is a team option. So if they want to make a change during the season, after the season, Clifford is playing for another contract. He's kind of a lame duck coach here in Charlotte. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And so I think, you know, with all the injuries and the Bridges thing from last summer, I think everyone kind of got a free pass, Kupchak included, about the team's success. And so hopefully the whole like organization can move forward after like just a big old L of an offseason and a massive L of a regular season.
I want to stay just with the coaches for a moment. I know Coach Clifford just completed his first season with the Hornets, but you mentioned about the former head coach, James Borrego. Can you explain the differences you mentioned about Clifford been really being fired up on the bench and never sitting down or hardly sitting down for that matter? But so far, what are the differences, in your opinion, between Coach Clifford and Coach Borrego?
I think just Clifford's more demanding. Borrego, I think, was really good at developing players. He was in the area. He got tasked with the post-Kemba era of Charlotte, which was a full rebuild. Like, Dwayne Bacon was a starting shooting guard for the team, right? Like, they were fully in. They that season, like in 2019, post-Kemba, Borrego saw the – under Borrego, we saw the development of Miles Bridges, Devontae Graham, LaMelo Ball later. That was, like, the next year or whatever. But PJ was his rookie year. And then with Clifford, comparatively, you know, we saw guys like – so let me back up. So with fast forward to Borrego's last year, like two seasons ago now, with the Hornets had two first-round picks, James Bouknight and Kai Jones. Guys in their rookie year showed next to nothing, right? They got some time, but did nothing with it, really. And we saw kind of Bouknight kind of self-implode, you know, on the floor. He threw his pants at Borrego. Like, he literally threw an item of clothing at the head coach. And then some other stuff happened throughout the year and then the offseason. Clifford saw an opportunity to bring Bouknight in and was like, yo, I'm going to give you a chance. Even when Bouknight was on TMZ, and you can Google that if you're not familiar with the Bouknight TMZ stuff. I don't want to get into it. But the next day, you know, he played like 20-something minutes against San Antonio. Booker and I got a full like month and a half run with the Charlotte Hornets, not the G League team, the actual big team. And we saw guys like Thor, Jones, McGowan's draft picks from the previous year and the, like the most recent draft get extended runs with mixed results. But we saw Clifford give these guys a real chance, which is really kind of the opposite of Clifford's rep. Clifford had this rep of not trusting the kids and playing the veterans. And we saw what happened when Mason Plumlee got traded. It was like, all right, Mark Williams, your time has come. But the whole season we saw, like before that, we saw Nick Richards make a massive leap, right? So I think Clifford has shown a similar level of development with these players underneath him. But given, I think he showed like more trust with the kids, and I think it's going to pay off this season. Because again, I think the Hornets have a really young team. They don't, depending on what they do in the draft, they have had potentially five more kids to the mix again, two first round picks and three second rounders. So any coach is going to like, all right, how do I get the most out of these kids without ruining their confidence? And I feel it's in good hands because I think if they didn't make the change, I don't think we would have seen Kai Jones or Book Knight develop as much as they have with Cliff. And I credit Cliff with a lot of that.
All right. And, you know, I want to talk, as you mentioned, some of the young players on this Hornets roster thus far. One of the draft picks that they had in this past NBA draft was Mark Williams, the center out of Duke. Give me your thoughts on Mark and his rookie campaign.
I loved it. I loved it. I was a little scared. Summer League came. Mark Williams was running around out there, just biting on every pump fake and imaginable, kicking his legs out to try to tip passes with his feet. I was like, oh, man, this dude is just trying to do too much. And he's just a kid. So, you know, they spent some time in the G League. Because at the time, the Hornets had Plumlee. That backup center role was grabbed and held onto by Nick Richards, to his credit, which resulted in a contract extension for Nick. And Nick really showed. He was a second-round pick two seasons ago, the LaMelo draft, and he's really stepped up in a big way as that backup center, that reliable dude to call upon. So there's no room for Mark Williams at the start of the year. So it was tough because you see Jalen Duren, Walker Kessler, these other rookie centers having really good years. Meanwhile, Mark Williams is doing like 25 and 15 in the G League. Like, all right, what's going on here? And I think it was just really clear that he just wasn't ready for the NBA. He got some time early on, but when it came time to like fully call his number, when they went all in on him, when they traded Plumlee, Williams was ready to go. He was ready to roll. And I think it's important for young players, especially because, you know, the team wasn't going anywhere. So the worst thing imaginable was to have a losing season and ruin the confidence of a young player. The Hornets were definitely going to have a losing season, but they didn't ruin Mark Williams' confidence. And I think there's a lot to build on. He was taking jumpers outside the lane. Like, the Hornets haven't had a center that could do that since, like, Frank Kaminsky. Like, Mark Williams and Nick Richards are showing signs, little glimpses of not stretch fives. Like, they're not going to be Brook Lopez anytime soon. But I think these dudes are going to become real weapons in the NBA on both ends. Mark Williams, from a shot-blocking point of view, rebounding point of view, and potentially shot-making point of view away from the lane. Like, I'm really excited to what Mark Williams can develop into. And I think in, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, he has a chance to be the best center from the class. Like, Jalen Duren and Walker Kessler have, like, they're leading the charge right now. We'll see what happens with Chet. But Mark Williams has a ton of potential on him. And I'm really excited to see what a full season with him and LaMelo can bring, because I think LaMelo can bring a lot out of Mark Williams, because he has really good hands. He's very big, a crazy wingspan, and I think he's like a perfect large target to find down in the post when LaMelo and him develop some really nice chemistry.
Rightfully so. Definitely the future's bright in Charlotte, and hopefully, as you said, with Mark continuing as the development, you get LaMelo hanging around a little bit longer, the future is indeed bright in Charlotte. And I just want to get now talking about the city of Charlotte for a moment. We know that not just the city of Charlotte, but specifically North Carolina is a basketball state. We know about the universities there, and we know that people in that state just, they love their basketball. And I want to talk about just the NBA's presence in Charlotte. What is the NBA's presence like in Charlotte, Sam, just in terms of how people rally around the Hornets and their genuine love for the NBA? I mean, the Hornets have been in the NBA for a long time now, and we know that the state of North Carolina also, they enjoy football as well, specifically the city of Charlotte, loving the Carolina Panthers. So I want to ask you, what's the NBA's presence currently like in Charlotte?
I'd say it's pretty solid. Like, this fan base is really dedicated. Like, they that building was mostly full the entire season. And, you know, I think that is probably the biggest compliment I can give, you know, with a decent split. There are times where, like, the Celtics were in town, and it was probably, like, a 50-50 split as far as the fans in the building, like, who they're rooting for. But largely, I'd say the fan base is pretty solid and pretty strong during these, like, tough times. You know, when the team was first founded, the franchise was setting attendance records. Like, the city really wants this team to do well. And you saw it with how they started the campaign to change the name from Bobcats to the Hornets. You know, like, they really care. And when the day comes for the franchise to really, like, matter in the grand scheme of the NBA, this fan base is going to really make some noise, I think. You know, it's like, not dissimilar from, like, how the I fully expect, you know, how the Raptors went on the run in 2019. I fully expect that level of excitement whenever the Hornets figure it out. Because, friendly reminder, the Hornets now the Kings have made the playoffs, the Hornets are now on the clock. They have the longest playoff drought in the league right now. So it's going to be a minute before they're back in there. But when that day comes, I think the city's going to go nuts. Because you mentioned the Panthers. The Panthers are going through a tough time. They still support them thoroughly. Like, the Hornets, even the MLS team, Charlotte FC, that team is not very good. But that place is still selling out. The fan base here the city here is it's a very good sports town. And, you know, people have come to Charlotte from all over the country. Like, I'm not from Charlotte originally. I'm from St. Louis originally, right? There are people that come here and they kind of carry their allegiances to their wherever they came from. But it's hard to ignore the energy from the actual Charlotte-based teams. Even the Carolina Hurricanes. I know it's Raleigh. It's a different part of the state. But there's a lot of love. Like, a lot of Hurricanes love here in Charlotte. So it's really cool. It's a really cool place to be. And I think the fan base is very hungry for a winner.
Hopefully they can reach that opportunity. I mean, the Sacramento Kings, when we watched it during the playoffs, man, that crowd in Sacramento was electric. And hopefully the Hornets are not too far away that can feel that same electricity as Kings fans felt in this past postseason run. Hey, you heard it from him. He's Sam Dracula. He has a YouTube channel dedicated to covering the Charlotte Hornets. So again, Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you have going on over on at the Hornets fan channel.
Yeah, so youtube.com/SamDracula is my YouTube channel. SamDracula.com has, like, all my links to all my socials and all that stuff. You want to check that out. On all socials, my handle is SXMDRXC, but SamDracula.com has all the links to all that stuff. Again, youtube.com/SamDracula for all that good stuff.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He's Sam Dracula. Has a YouTube channel dedicated to the Charlotte Hornets. Check out his skin. He's going to keep you posted on anything and everything happening with the NBA Charlotte Hornets. Sam, as always, this is a lot of fun, my man. Thanks again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
And everybody plays four, sometimes five out. That means they're outside the three. In case you don't know, Karl Anthony Towns has been out for a large chunk of this season. LaMelo Ball off the window and in.
It is shot.
LaMelo Ball just lulling the defense to sleep.
Oh, man, that's a horse shot in the backyard.
Scoreless last game before the All-Star break. LaMelo from Shakopee. Oh, man. Noel wraparound pass is deflected. Picked up by Gordon Hayward. Hornets with numbers. LaMelo.
Look at LaMelo
Ball off the window and in. LaMelo, got it! Second three ball, this one from Big Kato. Terry Rozier, catch and shoot. Rebounded Mark Williams. LaMelo, the beat continues. Kids shooting it well tonight. LaMelo blows past McDaniels and scores the left hand. Loose, picked up by PJ.
Look at this. Wonderful ball handling by PJ. Missed the layup. LaMelo Johnny on the spot.
Look at that.
LaMelo! Absolutely no fear! LaMelo keeps the dribble alive against Anderson. LaMelo straight on look. Got it!
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers. Or
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Dracula, host of a Charlotte Hornets fan channel that airs exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. We discussed the 2022-2023 Charlotte Hornets season, as well as LaMelo Ball, the NBA's presence in Charlotte, and much more. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam for taking time out of his busy schedule to appear on the program. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning
or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.